This goes to Dr. Jinu, J-I-N-U, Puthenparampil. It's P-U-T-H. E, N like November, P like Paul. A, R, A, M like Mary, P, I, L. Fax 989 and leave the rest blank. The patient is Nikki, N-I-C-K-I, Demopolis. It's D like David, I, M like Mary, O, P, O, U, L, O, S. Dear Dr. Puthenparampil, this is a consultation for Ms. Demopolis, who was sent by her previous primary care provider for ongoing nephrology care. She has a history of stage 3B chronic kidney disease that has been present for several years. She did live in Naples, Florida, until her second husband passed away about 2 years ago. And now she's moved back to the Mount Pleasant area and plans to stay in this area. She is going to be establishing care with you within the next week, so she asked that this consult note be sent to you rather than to her previous primary care provider. She's feeling well. She did see a local nephrologist and requested a second opinion and a different provider at this time. So that's what this consult is for. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She's had a history of hypertension, and she had several meds discontinued due to symptomatic hypotension. Her Norvasc 5 milligram was stopped, and lisinopril 10 milligram was decreased to 5 milligram. She has been checking blood pressures at home, and they're generally 120s to 130s over 70 to 80s when checked, she reports. Today it's higher than that in the office, but she will be checking blood pressures at home and reporting to us within the next week in case adjustments need to be made to her lisinopril. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have reflux esophagitis that's well controlled with low-dose Pepcid, and also a history of recurrent urinary tract infections. She believes she's had about two in the last year. She's denies any edema, and no claudication, no numbness of the extremities, no discoloration of hands or feet, no pain in the feet and hands. Past medical history is significant for iron deficiency anemia, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, secondary hyperparathyroidism, a history of right renal carcinoma, she's not sure of the type, mitral valve prolapse many years ago, osteoporosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of elevated uric acid levels, a past history of high calcium levels, recurrent UTIs without kidney stones, hiatal hernia, and mild proteinuria. Past surgical history, she's had multiple cystoscopies due to the chronic UTIs. She's had several urethral dilations. She had a partial right nephrectomy in 2013 for the renal carcinoma. It was a robotic surgery in Florida. And she's had a total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salping oophorectomy in 2018. She's not sure why that was done. She states that that was not a cancer etiology, and she denied any postmenopausal bleeding. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She rarely consumes alcohol, no illicit drug use. She is a widow for the second time. She's retired, and she moved back to Michigan from Florida within the last year and a half. Family history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, and COPD. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa and amlodipine. Medications, she's on Rocaltrol, 0.5 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and cranberry tablets daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 or 100 microgram daily, Lexapro 10 milligram daily, lisinopril is 5 milligram daily, simvastatin 20 milligram daily, Pepcid is 10 milligram twice a day, Claritin 10 milligram daily, and iron with vitamin C once, twice a week. She does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight 117 pounds, pulse 74, oxygen saturation on room air is 98%. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/70. Neck is supple, there are no carotid bruises, no jugular venous distension, and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no bulges, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no edema. Normal hair distribution is noted. Color is good and brisk capillary refill bilaterally. Labs and diagnostic studies. She had a kidney ultrasound done July 28th of 2022. Right kidney 8.9 centimeters with several simple cysts. Left kidney was 9.5 centimeters with several simple cysts. No hydronephrosis, no masses, nephrolithiasis. And bladder had a normal appearance. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done September 16th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.8. Previous two levels were 1.7. That was July and April of this year. Calcium is 9.4. Her potassium, 4.3. Sodium, 138. Carbon dioxide, 21.6. Hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Her phosphorus was 3.4. She had a serum protein electrophoresis, 728 of 22. That was normal with no monoclonal paraprotein recognized. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. No bacteria. April 6th, electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.5, and the albumin was 4.3. Microalbumin was 2.0. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease, secondary to the partial right nephrectomy and bilaterally small kidneys, also hypertension. We're going to continue to check the patient's lab studies every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet. She'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. She's going to check blood pressure daily at home and call us with the readings within a week to see if any adjustments need to be made in the lisinopril or blood pressure medications. And she's going to have a follow-up visit by this practice in 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.